First off, though, as we always say, as soon as there's anybody in town, anybody famous in town, this is a place they come. Play 99.6 to the Fastlink Drive Back. Delighted to say we have Bashar Attiyat with me at the moment. First of all, thanks for popping into the studio. Know you're very busy with all the Hollywood productions and the like, and you're talking about some future projects. First of all, then, for people that maybe not familiar with all your work, I've just got in front of me your complete CV, and there's so many different productions that jump out, but the Big Two, Wishbone, The Wedding, and Syriana has been one of your most recent productions. Just tell us a little bit about Syriana for people that aren't aware of the movie.
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for having me on station here. It's a great honor to be on 99.6 FM.
Thank you.
Syriana is a film, actually, that has four stories in one.
Right.
In one story. It's taken off the book See No Evil.
Sure.
And it has four stories. The first one is the connection between the CIA and some of the, what do we call, the Gulf rulers or the oil kings. Just the political relationship. The second one is how American oil companies control or try to get a hold of oil in the region. The third one is about some family relationship in these royal families between themselves and how they communicate outside to the outside world. And then another one is how the American government connects to terrorism indirectly, end up being supporting terrorism indirectly. So four stories in one. It's a real confusing story. You have to track it really slow. Directed by Steven Gaggen, which is the same director of Traffic.
Yeah.
Got an award for it. He's a great guy. Worked on the film in two parts.
Right.
One, I was an actor. I played the advisor, personal advisor for Sheikh Nasser.
Okay.
And behind the camera, I was the culture consultant, just to avoid any culture conflicts, any religious conflicts in the movie.
Sure, so you had a very hands-on role in there, and obviously the stars of that, I mean, George Clooney will be the headline grabber for his role in that, and it's the film where he famously piled on the pounds as well, which made all us guys feel that much better.
Yeah, actually, it was great. It was crazy what he went through. Imagine going, taking 8 full meals a day.
I can, unfortunately.
And then he has to lose them in 2 weeks because he has another film shooting.
Is that right?
After. Yeah.
So how much weight did he put on for the movie? Because it was quite sort of staggering just seeing it, and then he had to go back to his fighting weight for the next movie.
Yes, exactly. It was about 48 kilos.
Right, okay.
He had to put on. Then he has to take him off in 2 weeks. So imagine the hard work he has to go through, poor guy.
But, and was he actually there, just before filming every day? You could see him eating and eating and eating, getting ready, was he?
Yes, he was eating a lot.
Okay, well, we'll talk about some of your other movies and then some exciting projects that you've got on the way here in Jordan. And then also you'll be able to give a bit of advice to people that are up and coming, aspiring to follow in your shoes. So we'll do that on the way. If you've got any questions, incidentally, you want to put to us, it's 0796 400 996 on the text. Mary J. Blige and Be Without You on Jordan's number one hit music station is Play 99.6. So, as I say, very packed show today. And every time there's somebody in town who you want to speak to, they come here to Play 99.6. Of course, this show is the Fastlink Drive Back. No exception today because Bashar Attiyat is here, speaking about his involvement in Syriana, where he was one of the main characters alongside George Clooney, also an advisor in that film. He's also appeared in The Wedding and Wishbone and Ballet and a whole host of theatre credits as well. What do you prefer, film or theatre?
From a theatre background, of course, I love theatre because it's the base of all acting. You study all different styles, method acting,
Sure.
You study surface acting, you study Shakespeare. So definitely I'm a big fan of theatre.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot.
But films pay the bills, don't they?
Of course, film is the thing that keeps you going. Actually,
sure.
At the same time, you do keep with the theater, keep going to play here
mix
and there.
Of both.
Yeah, of course.
In terms of how you got into all this, then, because obviously being from Jordan and then living in the States, quite an unusual mix for an actor to come from Jordan and then appear in Hollywood blockbusters. How did you make that transition?
It's a strange way actually to jump from a scientific background. I had a degree at that time, a degree in physics, and
right.
I just decided to do something that's what I call the soul food. For me, that was acting. I didn't see it to be a future at that time.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's growing a lot here now, but at that time it was not a good future here.
Mm.
So I decided to go do it in Hollywood. I left to Hollywood in 1992.
Right.
14 years ago. That's 14 years ago. And just decided to go into film school.
Mm.
Got involved in it. At the same time, just kept the job working, the bread and butter with a regular job in engineering and so on. I also studied engineering while I was going to the film school, finished the theater first, went into film, finished film acting, went to directing, and then started working in the market professionally.
So would one of your pieces of advice be to sort of keep those options open, to have your, you know, more traditional route and then follow your dream alongside it, rather than doing everything towards theatre? Because obviously most people who try to do it don't make it.
Yeah, definitely. That's actually, you just right, you know, you hit it right on the nose, as they say. In the beginning, while you're still a student, you're still a small actor, you're still with between all this competition. Unfortunately, you're still unrecognized. You can't do, you know, your living depending on just acting. So you have to keep your options open. Do whatever you can just to keep going. Never forget about your soul food. Never forget about the acting. Just keep it going.
Okay, well, we'll definitely be letting people know about a great opportunity which could be coming up in the next 6 months or so as well, right here in Jordan. We'll be talking a little bit more about that as well. And also, we'll be speaking about any future projects, because I know there's lots of things in the bag, as it were, at the moment. First off, though, Craig David and Walking Away on the Fastlink Drive Back. With Bashir Atiyat with me. When I played this, said it was a good song. You like this one?
Song, I love it.
What kind of music do you normally listen to?
Of course, a little bit of pop, but my favorite actually is American country music.
Right.
That's my favorite. Clint Black, Shania Twain.
Shania Twain, yeah. Okay. Well, let's get back to the bread and butter of the movie business then, which is obviously where your expertise is. And you were telling me some exciting news then about some projects that might be happening here in Jordan, because I was saying about how you managed to make the transition into Hollywood and to help other people out, and obviously to help the film industry here. You've got a project on the way later this year.
Yeah, actually, I have three projects coming up. One will be strictly in Dubai. The other two will be, we will start working on them at the end of this year. One is actually about a person from here, from Jordan, and it's an actual true story. This guy got involved in politics,
right,
indirectly, and then he ended up in jail for something he didn't do. Got sentenced to death, actually. Then it was a close call for him to, you know, the end of his life, but how he proved his innocence, how he got out of it. It's a great story, and it's about a Jordanian person here, and it will be shot mostly here. About 90% of the footage will be here in Jordan. That's coming up to be started, the first project of the new company that I will open at the end of this year here.
You can actually have offices here in Jordan.
Yes,
I
will have
company.
Offices here in Jordan. We'll be affiliated with Warner Brothers.
Fantastic.
Strictly with Georgia Kakandis, which is the executive producer actually for Syriana.
Right.
And we will work with her to do the first two or three projects here, train our crew with Warner Brothers crew, and then we'll work on other projects. That's the first one that will be done in Jordan. Another one will be a script that I've written myself, finished about 4 weeks ago. I finished it. And it's about some of the corruption that happens between CIA agents that operate here in the Middle East. And also it involves a love story in the same story. That also will be started the beginning of 2007 between Jordan, Dubai, and the United States.
Okay, so if people wanted to get involved in these projects, because obviously I'm sure people often ask you for advice, people want to get involved in these projects, it seems like the ideal opportunity, really, the beginning of something great here. What should they do? Is it a case of wait and see, and then we'll give the information as soon as it happens?
Within the next 6 months, we'll have the first project. As soon as we get the company going here, we'll start work on the first project. I definitely need a lot of actors and crew to work from here in Jordan.
And you're casting locally?
Casting, I will cast locally here in Jordan. So yes, I will I'll take a lot of people from here. They can get in touch with me in different ways. They can SMS here. I don't know if
sure, release, absolutely.
If you can release the phone number. I've been getting actually some phone calls to call me on...
Yeah, I mean, if you're happy to give your, you know, your local number out for when you hear if people want information, then that'd be fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, just keep it fresh, and of course.
Yeah.
You have the phone number, yeah, you can...
Yeah, so 0799 255 22 122 0799 255 122 and you can get in touch and get information, of course, on that project. And it's going to be filmed in Arabic, isn't it? So it's an Arabic movie.
But
that will also be subtitled, because you want to put that forward to Cannes. You were saying to
I
the
will
film
send
festival.
That film to Cannes Festival, so it would be in Arabic but subtitled in English, actually.
Wouldn't that be a fantastic success story if Jordan got its first award at Cannes?
That would be great. Yeah, that's right.
So thanks very much for coming in and joining us this afternoon.
Thank you guys for having me.